We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. More of our in-studio visit with Ye Vagabonds coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll start the hour, though, by getting back into the Songwriter Podcast for another preview of the new episode. Episode 6 of Season 7 is out now. You can find out all about past episodes at songwriterpodcast.com. And we are joined by our friend Ben Arthur, who is in New York and has produced the Songwriter Podcast for all these years. This is taking a writer of prose, teaming them with a writer of song, and introducing a social scientist to discuss further. And joining us now to talk about this week's episode, it is Ben Arthur, first telling us about the author involved. That is the writer and director, Helen Cho.
Because I get to collaborate with Lori Wooliver, who is a longtime associate of Anthony Bourdain, I've actually been able to get a bunch of folks from her work to take part. That includes W. Kamau Bell, who was on an episode, and Lori herself told a story. And today we have one of Bourdain's producers and general fixer of the show named Helen Cho. And she wrote a story about her mother, who worked for years. She's a first-generation immigrant, and her mother worked for years in a nail salon. And Helen, through her whole young life, sort of imagined that was, you know, embarrassing or bad that her mother was sort of acting as a caregiver for these women, you know, these rich ladies on the Upper East Side or that kind of thing. And when she got a little older, she actually asked her mom about it. And her mom said, oh, I just love making people beautiful. That's part of what makes my life better, is to take care of other people. She describes her mother as having unicorn-level positivity. She's just a very bright and cheerful human being.
I'm sure it was very disturbing on the other line, you know, to hear this, like, child ask about, hi, is there anything that can be done about this bill this month? It's quite large, and it shouldn't be that way. So please help us fix this. You know, and in the background, my dad would be like, make sure you get their name and get their employee ID number and all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm 7. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but sure, I'll ask these questions.
So that is Helen Cho's story. And then, of course, through the Templeton World Charity Foundation, you are bringing in a social scientist into each one of these episodes.
Dr. Kamal Murali is a nurse and a researcher on caregiving. And interestingly enough, Dr. Murali also has a very similar experience of a first-generation immigrant. She said one of the parts of the story that really spoke to her was how Helen had to, at 7 years old, be the person who called Bell Atlantic when there was a problem with the phone bill or something like that. And similarly, Dr. Murali served her parents as, you know, the English-speaking person in the family, her brothers as well.
I particularly enjoyed when she was reflecting on her time as a child and speaking about her fluency in English and how she would have to call Bell Atlantic to straighten out the phone bill and interpret letters from the school. It resonates with my own experience. My mother to this day has very limited English proficiency, and I'm in my 40s. And I will say that—
And she's like a little kid
she's having
to do this. Was that your experience too?
It was my experience, my sister's, my brother's.
The challenges of caregiving, especially in this country, and how little support we have for this incredibly important work. You not only take care of a human being who's going through a lot, but that you allow that person to do the work that they are doing for the person they're caring for.
Yeah. So getting to the song, it's Alison Mosshart. And then Alison knows Helen.
I think I wrote like 6 songs trying to write this song. On the 4th day, I was like, this is it. I really like this. I like this as a piece of music. I like this, how it feels. It feels to me like how parts of Helen's story felt. It's got a point of view. It's from one kind of character. You know,
they're very close friends. In fact, they met on a Bourdain shoot in Nashville and have been, you know, very close friends. It was interesting. You know, usually I interview the artist, the songwriter, and the storyteller separately, but they wanted to do it together because they're really close. And so we all, you know, all 3 of us ended up having this conversation.
And those conversations show you the genesis of this particular song, a brand new song from Alison Mosshart, a member of The Kills, a member of The Dead Weather, who came up with this, a song called Radio Duo, which is the brand new song coming out of the Songwriter Podcast.
Mama, you got it all wrong. It's 50 cents on the dollar when you're around. lipstick on. They'll take your heart and soul, your dog and your bone. You told the radio down. You told the radio down. You told the radio down. Now turn it up, mama.
From Allison Mossart, and in fact Jamie from the band The Kills actually helped in the production of that particular song. It is new and it comes from the Songwriter Podcast. You can find out all about this week's episode by going to songwriterpodcast.com or benarthur.com, and you can find out all about the past episodes as well. songwriterpodcast.com.